Yeah, so we have been working on the Gold Rock target area. So that's within the Gold Rock camp. That's our Red Lake lookalike, I'd say. So we've been working on that for the last couple of years. We decided to drill from what we call the Elora Gold system over to the Big Master Gold system. So it's about an 800 meter hole. And we intersected 15 parallel structures across that entire, kind of the entire deposit. But what's really exciting about this hole? So we were able to hit the deepest pierce point ever on the Big Master system on our structure that we call Big Master 2 on the treasure target. So we intersected 2.64 grams over 2.5 meters with 10.8 over half a meter. Now that's not super stellar grade, but that was at 460 true meters deep. That's the deepest pierce point we have. And what it really shows is that it basically doubles the size of this Big Master 2 target area. And
Fantastic.
really exciting for us. Just shows that depth potential and continuity. So the team's thinking, okay, but now we have been able to prove our orientation that was really directly below the treasure target on surface. So now we know where to aim at depth. So that's pretty exciting too. Yeah, a lot of open pits are, 300, 350, 400 meters
Yeah.
deep. It really depends how
I don't
many
know what the
stacked
cutoff
structures,
is.
how wide it can be. And there's a lot of obviously more detail that goes into deciding how deep of an open pit can be in, but the opportunity is really there. That's what's really exciting is this has now bulk potential because we have almost every 50 meters we have another structure across this thing. So it really changes the dynamics from 2 years ago. It gives us a lot of targets to work on. And I mean, at Gold Rock, we have this Gold Rock target area, then we have Mud Lake. We have other, I know, pearls is what I've been calling it to people. So it's almost like a string of pearls where these potential deposits can be. And that's how you get it to look like, a Red Lake-esque scenario where in Red Lake you have the Campbell Mine, the Red Lake Mine, the Kochner Mine, 28 million ounces. That's a big deal.
Maura Kolb, Dreading Gold. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, thanks, Andy.
Thanks for coming on. What a whirlwind PDAC was, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm still a little bit recovering from that. It was great energy and every meeting, just everybody was really excited.
That's probably, I've been multiple times. It's probably the busiest I've ever seen it. And probably more than that, you just mentioned a good word, energy is probably the best energy I've ever been a part of. I guess you get that with 5,000 gold and US and pushing $100 silver here. So a lot of great energy. But speaking of PDAC, you came out with some great news that might have been missed just because of the busyness of PDAC. But let's talk about that. What did you guys announce at PDAC?
Yeah, so we have been working on the Gold Rock target area. So that's within the Gold Rock camp. That's our Red Lake lookalike, I'd say. So we've been working on that for the last couple of years. We decided to drill from what we call the Elora Gold system over to the Big Master Gold system. So it's about an 800 meter hole. And we intersected 15 parallel structures across that entire, kind of the entire deposit. What's really exciting about this hole? So we were able to hit the deepest pierce point ever on the Big Master system on our structure that we call Big Master 2 on the treasure target. So we intersected 2.64 grams over 2.5 meters with 10.8 over half a meter. Now that's not super stellar grade, but that was at 460 true meters deep. That's the deepest pierce point we have. And what it really shows is that it basically doubles the size of this Big Master 2 target area. And really exciting for us. Just shows that depth potential and continuity. So the team's thinking, okay, but now we've been able to prove our orientation that was really directly below the treasure target on surface. So now we know where to aim at depth. So that's pretty exciting too.
So let me take a couple steps back so I understand you as an investor. And by all that, to all my viewers and listeners, I am an investor, very happy investor. Maura and I met. I want to say 5 months ago or 6 months ago when she was making a road trip here in Atlanta. And I just bought the stock really on our first meeting because I liked it so much. And also, I threw a lot of fastballs to you, Maura, during that conversation. You hit them all out of the park. So to all my viewers and listeners, Yeah, I'm an investor. And also, as of in January, Dryden Coal, just full disclosure, is a sponsor of Natural Resource Stocks. Just full disclosure to everybody. Maura, so let's go back to what you said. To correct me if I'm wrong, to me, this means is you went drilled further down from the zone, from the target area you're trying to hit, and you hit just multiple layers of gold, for lack of me being a non-geologist. That's what happened. So this is a much bigger thing than what you probably suspected that, but it's much bigger than what you thought, correct?
We were certainly hoping. So last year in
Hope is a bad
2025,
strategy, but yeah, you're hoping, but now you proved it, right?
well, we were proving it. I was very optimistic, but you never want to
Sure.
jinx anything, Andy.
Right,
So
right, right. I'm
we
just
drilled
teasing.
last year
Yeah.
at the south end of the Gold Rock target area. Which I'll just call Gold Rock for the rest of the time. And we intersected these structures and we had some between the two gold systems. So back up before Dryden Gold worked on this property, the predecessors only knew about three mineralized structures. So since then, we've really filled this in. Now there's 15 parallel mineralized structures
Gosh,
in this
it's
area.
huge.
So that's why it's
That's
a big deal. It
huge.
goes from 3 2 years ago to 15 now.
15.
And what is,
That's
yeah,
great
right?
news.
Exactly. And these are all parallel to the shear zone. So we have this major shear zone that's our fluid conduit bringing all the gold in. And these are parallel structures in that. And so having this second, as we call it, a gap hole, but it really goes all the way across the deposit, it intersected another, the same 15 structures. We can actually connect them now along strike. It's just really helping us to understand the model and see that there really is a lot of continuity here. That gives big opportunity. So now the team's busy working on what would it call a long section, but it's basically a contoured long section. So that's as if you could look at these veins themselves, like standing here, look at the vein. And now you can see the patterns of the high-grade mineralization and how it is looking very similar on each structure. I always kind of, I don't mean to downgrade us as geologists, but a lot of what we do is pattern recognition. And once you can see the repeating pattern, then you can really target it. So that's a big win for us because now we have, 15 of these targets.
Okay, yeah, it is a big win, and not by any means, not to downgrade you as a geologist because that's your background, but you're quite the stoic here. I mean, I can see the excitement, but me as a irrational investor, I am like laughing giddy with what you just said. To all my viewers and listeners, they tick this from three, correct me if I'm wrong, Maura, 3 to 15, develop from 3 to 15
Structures.
no, structures is the right word. So wow. Okay, so what is that, work that out, the plan then with this data, this information that you have now, what's the plan here, what does this
Yeah,
mean?
so we've
Get in here. Yeah, go ahead.
we've been working in this a kilometer long, about half a kilometer wide footprint. And the really exciting part is now there's 15 structures in that exact same footprint versus three. So it really just starts to fill in the opportunities. The type of mining methods we can use really goes from having to be an underground mine to, potentially open pit. You have to remember that all of this material is very, very shallowly drilled so far. So this, deep hole, I say, is still only 460 meters true depth. So that is not
That's
very
not
deep,
deep,
really.
right?
It's just the deepest hole that we have hit that we've drilled on this
Let
property, but
me
that
interrupt
doesn't by
you.
all means mean deep. So
Yeah.
that's
Let me
exciting.
interrupt you, because when you said, what did you say, 400 meters? Is that correct? Did you just say it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not deep. So that's, and I don't know, but I want you to answer that. Is that, that's open pittable? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, a lot of open pits are, 300, 350, 400
Yeah.
meters deep. It really depends how
I don't
many
know what the
stacked
cutoff
structures,
is.
how wide it can be. And there's a lot of obviously more detail that goes into deciding how deep of an open pit can be in. But the
Yeah.
opportunity is really there. That's what's really exciting is this has now bulk potential
Yeah.
because we have almost every 50 meters, we have another structure across this thing. So it really changes the dynamics from 2 years ago. It gives us a lot of targets to work on. And I mean, at Gold Rock, we have this Gold Rock target area, then we have Mud Lake. We have other, I know, pearls is what I've been calling it to people. So it's almost like a string of pearls where these potential
Yeah.
deposits can be. And that's how you get it to look like, a Red Lake-esque scenario where in Red Lake you have the Campbell mine, the Red Lake mine, the Kochner mine, 28 million ounces. that's a big deal. And that's what we're trying to show a path to here. So it's certainly exciting. And, you know, we've got a lot more to test this year, but it's a great start to the year.
Okay, Maura, I want you to pin the Red Lake thought here, because I want to go to that in a second. But okay, so will you go deeper, and do you need to go does that make any sense? Number one is my first question. And then this is more of a comment about open pit. To me, as an investor, that's very interesting because of cost and accessibility. But correct me if I'm wrong too, Red Lake's not open pit, that's underground, correct?
No, it's underground. But you have to remember that they discovered that in the 1940s. Costs on everything were different. Drilling was not all that common. So they would actually find the veins and start drifting on them. And that was cheaper than exploring by drill bit at the time. So just very different setting. And what's interesting, because I worked there, looking back, we really could and probably should have open pit mined that, because again, it has the stack structures and you could have really gotten all of the material. So there were some interesting studies
that makes sense.
In the 2000s, they drilled in town to just see if it could still be remnant mined because of all the stack structures. So, you know, it is really a timing thing. We're fast forward many years in advance here, almost 100 years later. That makes more sense as an opportunity to certainly look at for this.
Okay. So, wow. And then let's unpin Red Lake. I mean, that's very narrow, correct? I mean, so you got to be really tight in your drilling or else you're going to miss the veins. But correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, it looks like your veins are a little wide. And I say veins, I think I'm saying this correct. They're wider. You have more breadth, correct?
We have a variety of different mineralization. So we have veins that the veins themselves, you know, a foot and a half, something like that, but they have alteration on the other side. So you're looking at between, you know, 3 meters to 5 meters. We also have shear zone hosted gold, and that's where we have wider widths of, you know, 5 meters to 15 meters where it's all mineralized. So having that variety is great and makes it a lot more simple to look at how you could mine that. So that's the difference. At Red Lake, they certainly are narrow, as you said, like, you know, compared to other types of deposits like a VMS, which is very wide and diffuse. One of the things we've done a really good job at is understanding the controls of high grade gold here. And that's important in these type of deposits so that you can predict the patterns of where it will appear. And so that's really, you know, ties back into what we're looking at, the pattern recognition, seeing that same pattern repeating on each of the stack structures. That's really important so that you can predict and you know where you're going to have waste versus ore when you get into a future scenario of mining this thing. The other point to make is, yes, it is very high grade. So when you say you have to drill it tighter, that is true. In these type of high grade deposits where it's kind of nuggets of gold and it's free gold, like we actually see here, if you were at PDAC and you got to see our core, you saw visible gold. That does require a tighter drill spacing. We're still a little early to know exactly what that is. We haven't done geostats work to see that. Right. But, you know, that's part of why the Dryden Gold story is gold rock. But we're also looking at other, you know, deposits within our 80,000 hectare property that would have different, need for drill spacing, different deposit models. So you kind of have your high grade, sweet, sexy thing here. That's a Red Lake S. But then we also have targets like Hinman, and those results should be coming back here in a few weeks' time. And then we have other targets as well. And just a few weeks ago, we released new soil results and you saw, you know, lots of anomalies. Great targets to go after, and we're just working through that data now and what it'll mean for the story.
Yeah, so really the news flow is not dripping, it's flowing. It's like a waterfall here. It's coming, or it's already has. Well, I am really, really pleased with the results that you guys had. And I think they were, I mean, it's just, there's been so much news just in general. I think they were lost. This is just nuts. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the team, and congratulations to me.
I met a lot of happy shareholders. So that was a nice part of PDAC for sure.
Sure. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Maura, if people want to do more research about you, find more about you, how do they do that? What exchanges are you traded on? And you just got upgraded. Tell me about that and what's your symbols. So.
So we're on TSXV, still DRY. We just got upgraded, as you said, on the OTCQX. So we were on the QB, now we're on the QX. And that is DRGGF. So keep the dry and then just add a couple letters. And then we're also on the Frankfurt Exchange as X7W. That one's way harder to say.
Fantastic. And to all my viewers and listeners, I ask that you look just go through the other videos if you want also more information. There's a lot of information there to start doing digging around there. And I don't think this can be said enough. You guys are fully funded. Your drill program is fully funded for the year, correct?
32,000 meters. If you want to learn more about any of it, our website full of I create little videos explaining the results. I'm going to do that on this news from PDAC as well here shortly. But you can find lots more information, and you can always actually message us directly, and I try to respond to those either with videos explaining what isn't clear, or you'll get an email from our team.
Yeah, fantastic. Maura, it's always just a pleasure talking with you, and I want to get you on again as much as I can as the news comes in. So I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Andy.